Blog Talk Radio. Beef Soup Radio.
You are now tuned in to Ladies Night with Kay Nicole.
I don't think y'all ready for this one. Queen B knockout collabo. If you don't know, now you know.
Working all day,
and now it's on.
Pull up and don't play,
and the line is long.
Girls in the club,
doing
the ice, grilling the thugs.
I wanna thump.
Is it cause I'm a shine?
Major ice.
I'm talking about blind ya.
Like Vegas life.
Never on the scene
without my team.
Cali, stick it green.
Know
it's on
me.
And popping. The DJ's rocking. Chickens is watching. It's on tonight. You had a long day, yo. But the sham by the case load. Pocket full of pesos. It's on tonight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, hey. Girl, wait a minute.
Y'all know the words? Say it with me.
Wait a minute. Working all day.
And now it's on.
Pull up and don't play.
And the line is long.
Girls in the club.
You wanna f***.
Ice grilling the thugs.
I wanna thump.
Is it cause I'm a shine?
Major ice.
I'm talking about blind ya.
Like Vegas life.
Never on the scene.
Without my team.
Cali, stick it green.
So
much
me.
You go through. Only problems know you. Let's party like we supposed to. It's on tonight. There's not a right away. You've had a tired day. Let's party the night away. It's on tonight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, hey. Girl, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, hey.
Oh, watch out now. It's the little one, and I'm not bad. What I've got. You a G, throw it up. Slip me his number on the low. I throw it up. Oh, wait a minute, they playing up. Slow it up. What? You out of crisp? Mow it up. Y'all just rookies popping on the scene. Be careful how y'all talk, cause we pop them things. You gon' see us on the TV rapping and acting. Yup. Look a little closer. Yeah, that's us in the Millennium Testarossa. People taking pictures, blowing our cover. Paparazzi gonna get you one way or another.
Hey, wait a minute, ain't that Brandy's brother?
Straight from the east side, and that's how I ride. Here's another one, Ray J. Tell him where you from.
I'm from the land of women. Sunny days, chrome spinning. Juice and ginning. It's on tonight. If you feel you're number one. Representing where you're from. Sex should get some. It's on tonight.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, hey.
Girl K Nicole, you listen to Beef Stew Radio, and this is Ladies Night. Oh, that shit, that little song, Ray J throwback, got me a little hype up in here. It's Friday, y'all. It's Friday, Ladies Night. What's going on out there? Those of y'all that's tuned in, thank you for tuning in tonight. As you know, your girl K Nicole has got something to talk about. Last week, man, I had some technical difficulties. I want to apologize for anybody that tuned in and didn't get through. So I really do apologize, and thank you for tuning in today, tonight. And make sure y'all tune in every Friday, 11 o'clock. You already know how I do. Tonight, we're going to talk about strange addictions. The other day, I was just watching, browsing through TV, and I wound up rolling on this show. And I just was amazed at these people and the things they're addicted to. I just don't understand what makes you snap like that, you know? We all got a little something going on with us. We may be a little OCD with something. That's a normal something. But when you obsessed with shopping, that's like normal, you know, shopping. You obsessed with, you know, body modifications, body piercings. You got normal stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? You know what? The thing is crazy that everybody I know that have one tattoo, they got one tattoo, they wind up with 3 or 4 or 5 tattoos. Somebody told me getting tattoos are addictive. I don't know. I don't have a tattoo. I don't want a tattoo. I don't know what to put on my body that I want there to just stay there permanently for the rest of my life. Or a hole in my body that is going to be a hole. I'm just going to put a hole through my skin like that. All right, I got my ears pierced. You know, when I was younger, my mom took me to get my nose pierced. I hate it right now. I hate that I have a hole in my nose. I don't wear the earring. I mean, you probably couldn't even tell unless you're really looking at me, but the hole is still there. That hole will never close. I got a permanent hole in my nose. It's crazy. But, you know, people have different addictions, you know, and it's just crazy. So I was looking at this show the other day, and the lady is addicted to her urine. I mean, seriously, you're just sitting there drinking your own pee, and I mean, like, she's sniffing it, and I was shocked. So, you know, your girl, here I go, doing research, looking up stuff, and now, you know, I come across some weird things. I know y'all hear the big train in the background. We on Park Avenue. The train's come through here, you know what I'm saying? And got the windows open. It's hot in the studio, so. Hey, bear with me. Bear with me today, period, man. My allergies are acting up. I'm sneezing all over the place. Scratching my throat. You know, I'm all over the place right now. Whatever. Y'all still listen to me. And y'all better stay here and tuned in. Girl K. Nicole, love you all. Love you all. So, like I was saying, I was looking at the show, right, and this lady is looking at me. So, your girl go do her, you know, research and start looking around and that's gonna be. So, I'm searching. Now, I got this one lady here. She is body modification addicted. She loves piercings. This lady got piercings on her forehead, through her eyebrows, on the side of her eyes, all the way from, you know that little, you know how you have your nose go from your forehead down to your nose, you know how I do, the little extension of skin right there, she got piercings down this whole entire, like, wow, nose, her tongue, everything, her whole face is pierced, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, it's just crazy, like, I don't understand, like, come on, man. Now I'm looking at another man. He has body tattoos all over his face. Just a tattoo. His face is tattooed up. Now I don't know. You know what? In some cultures, because that's kind of what he looked like. He might be from something. But in some cultures, you know, tattoos are different things. But this guy, he not only tattoos his body, he tattoos his eyeball and his tongue as well. All right, your tongue, that's even one thing. But your eyeball, tattooing your eyeball, how do you do something like that? That's amazing to me. And why do you want that much pain? A piece of something flying your eye and it hurt. So imagine you putting a tattoo in your eye. Oh, man, some people just can't. All right, so more body modification, and you know a lot of people get addicted to that plastic surgery. The same like tattoos. Everybody I know that got a tattoo is not just one tattoo. They have more than one. And the only person, one person I know with a tattoo is just one tattoo because they don't even like the tattoo. They like me. They don't want the body piercing, but they wind up doing something, I guess, peer pressure. Who knows? I don't know. But, you know, I don't know, man. Whoever says that's like plastic surgery, they say if you get plastic surgery, you want plastic surgery. More and more, you find everything else you want to fix, you know? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you, this is on the low. K. Nicole, I don't know, I might do a little plastic. I could suck something out and suck something in and fix something here and there. make it something bigger and whatever.
I can do it. I can find a way. So I'm not mad at that. But, you know, sometimes this plastic surgery goes too far. You know what I'm saying? Like pulling your face, your skin back, and sewing it down to eliminate wrinkles. Sucking fat off your stomach with a plastic tube and injecting a paralyzing chemical under the skin to prevent sagging. It's crazy. But, you know, women really look at their looks. But what happens when you're addicted? And all those things that you're doing to keep your, that started with you trying to keep your looks good, now you look like a monster, alien. Now what do you do? You just keep going? You don't even know you look like a monster? But some of these people that get that plastic surgery and be addicted, really look like monsters now. And I don't think they realize they look like a monster. Or it's just the addiction is so strong that, I mean, you can't just, you have to just keep doing what you got to do. Oh, it's just crazy, man. A lot of celebrities do plastic surgeries, you know. They try to keep it good, keep it, you know how the public image is. The public image, you got to be a certain way. The public image is changing a little bit, you know. They got them plus-size models doing their thing more. So the public image is definitely changing because the public is changing. We don't want them to get plus-size. We want everybody to stay on a healthy tip, but you know. It's crazy. So, like I said, pulling facial skin back and sewing it down to eliminate wrinkles, injecting paralyzing chemicals under the skin to prevent sagging. There are implants for the butt, breast, penis, arm muscles, calves, and abs. A lot of celebrities have undergone intense pain and rehabilitation in the attempt to appear more desirable. That's usually what we are aiming for, anybody that has surgery. We're aiming to look more desirable in somebody else's eyes. That's crazy. We spending all that money to hopefully somebody else will like the way we look. That is just crazy. We are so shallow. Ironically enough, these types of surgeries are easily botched and can result in the opposite effect. Automatically incorrect figures, irreversible disfiguring diseases, and death are all plastic surgery failures that have struck victims who either just couldn't get enough of the scalp, going under the scalp, or tried to get it at a discounted price from a shady source. Oh, man, like I said, your girl K. Nicole, man, I got my ears pierced. I'm a girl, of course, I have to. You got to have your little earrings going. But, you know, I don't knock nobody for their piercings, their tattoos, none of that. Because I see some people that have some really nice tattoos, fit them real nice. It's just cute. Make me think about what I want. But I don't know what I want. I don't really know what I want to put permanent. The only thing I could think of is, I don't know, what, put my kids on me somewhere? Where am I going to put my kids on me? My arm? My ankle? I mean, I don't know. If I didn't decide on it now, then I guess I'm never going to get a tattoo. I don't know, man. Shopping can be addictive, especially if you have money. But there's some people who are addicted to shopping. Just addicted to shopping. Shopping addiction has put many of those suffering from it into bankruptcy. You know? It's just crazy. You can, of course, shopping. You're spending your money every time you see something, you want to buy it. Listen, shopping, I can see that addiction. That addiction, I can understand that addiction. I love to shop. I can definitely see my addiction to shopping. you know. I think I'm almost a little bit addicted, too, but, no, I got it under control. I'll give me something special, but I'm not gonna kill myself. I know I wouldn't. The two little, it'll never end up. If I didn't think about my two little ones every time I went to the store, I probably wouldn't know. That may be my addiction, buying them stuff. Now, I might be addicted to buying them stuff, my two kids. Buying them things might be my addiction. It's a shame. My addiction is to spend it on somebody else. All right, there's another guy. He's the sweetest guy. His addiction is music. See, now we're going to get into some strange stuff. See, the shopping, all right, it can go excessive. You could definitely go bankrupt shopping. You can definitely get tattoos over your body with no problem anywhere and look crazy for the rest of your life. You can definitely start putting holes through you. I look even crazier for the rest of your life. But to be addicted to loud music, that's crazy. Like I said, I'm reading, you know, I'm doing my little research. I'm on the internet. A Swedish man actually received disability for his addiction to heavy metal. Heavy metal music. He's allowed to blast his head banging tunes while working as a dishwasher. Even allowed to take time off from work to attend metal shows as long as he makes it up later. Yeah. That's kind of cool. His boss know he's addicted. His boss know he's weird. He must be a good worker because, you know, they let him play his music and then they let him go to shows and come back and make up his work. There aren't many resources. Oh, dropped the mic. There aren't many resources available for those suffering from this problem. So anyone looking for a Music Addicts Anonymous will be sorely disappointed. Wow, he just want to hear loud, heavy metal music. He's addicted. He even gets money for it. Wow. Now, video games. Video games. Oh, some of y'all ladies know, especially if you have little young ones that's into them games, but you know, ladies, some of your husbands and some of your dudes are video game heads. And I mean, like, to the true core of video game heads. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all dudes out there is a little weird with the video games. A little freaking weird. Like, come on. Want to play video games, don't want to go out, want to do nothing. You just want to play games. Got some guys that want to play video games over sex. They want to just play video games. That's a thing. Video games have been more popular than ever before in the last decade. Consoles equipped with motion detectors, online multiplayers from home, and an endless variety of games have all significantly boosted the presence of video games in our daily lives. The darker side to all of this is that the increase of death and crime that can be directly attributed to the video game addiction. Ain't that crazy? Death and criminal activity. Death and crime can be directly attributed to the video game. That's when you're addicted. That's when you are addicted. When you sit there and play a video game and think your ass can go out there and just grab a hole and snatch. Nah, you know. When you think you go out there and steal a car or rob a bank because you watch the video game or fly a plane, I mean, it's crazy. Children under the age of 10 have murdered one another over virtually property that can be obtained only in a game. Adults have murdered, wow, one another over game-related disputes as well. There have been documented suicides of those who ended it all after losing an important item in their favorite game. What? You gotta be kidding me right now. Like, really? How do you let your mental slip like that? That's you letting yourself slip. Now, let's go back. It says children under the age of 10 have murdered one another over virtual property. Virtual property is property that's just in the game. Wow. I don't know. I think it's the signs and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I think you got to pay quick, close signs, because if you got a kid that's so obsessed, he ain't doing nothing, everything was about the video game, you might need to get rid of them damn games. That is amazing. They said adults killed each other over the game. Adults killed each other over regular games. So I could see the video game, but a video game you're playing, you lose, now you want to kill a person? You took a person's life over a game. That is crazy. And to kill yourself because you lost a vital, a piece in the game? I mean, I guess I just don't understand. I will never understand, because I will never be that addicted to a game, something that's just so non-irrelevant. It's a freaking game. You're not getting nothing out of it. You're just playing this game. Nothing is coming to you. You're just playing this game, and you're winning. Or maybe you're beating, you know, I don't know what you call it. Like, to kill somebody, to kill yourself, that means you were strongly stuck. You know? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to them video games. I know some people that play some games. And it's not just men. I know some girls who know how to play some video games. And really, not just a video game. You know my thing. My thing is a little driving game, a little fighting game, a little car racing, maybe a little, you know, a little boxing or a little something, maybe a little bit of basketball. I'm going to lose anyway. I'm not a video game person, so I like playing to play, you know. But I know some people that's dead serious. I know some people that told me, like, oh, yeah, I just finished that game. Oh, yeah, I finished that game. Stuck on it. Females. Pretty females. Got husbands and boyfriends that's upset with them about the video game. Like, it's crazy. The video game addiction is real crazy. That's real crazy. I mean, I guess everybody needs something to keep their mind busy. But when you get to the point, especially in a video game, when you ready to kill somebody, I got a little cousin that just throws his game. Every time he get mad, he throws it. Throws it, break it. His parents bought him about 10 to 15 of these same games. The game is like $200-something. Are you kidding me? You're kidding me. Your first broken one just from you throwing it because you got mad you don't need another game. You got to be kidding me right now. Got to be kidding me. All right, so let's get into some music. We're going to come talk about some more addictions. This is your girl, K. Nicole. This Ladies' Night. Yeah. Ladies' Night. Yo, thank y'all for tuning in, because your girl is definitely in the building, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Chilling right now. Let's get into something. Let's see what's popping on the radio right now. Now, let's get into my joint, my old joint from back in the day. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all going to hear this right here. This is K. Nicole, Ladies' Night, Beast Through Radio. Y'all stay tuned in. Here we go.
My duty, yo. Wild up in the club like we wild in the studio. You don't wanna violate, nigga, really and truly, yo. My main thug, nigga, named Julio. He moody, yo. Type of nigga that'll slap you with the tulio. Bitch, nigga, scared to death, act fruity, yo. Fuck that, look at shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it, make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top mistress, sit the banging bitches in videos. Wildin' with my freak like we up in the freak shows. If you with
This shit make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all you niggas in wet clothes. Styling my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you fucking with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you
that.
Really wanna party with me? Let me see what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay fuck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me see what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay fuck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
And God we trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. Got all the niggas is wondering and they curious. How me and my niggas do it is so mysterious. Furious, all of my niggas is serious. Shit, niggas be walking around fearing us. Front nigga like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to how radio be playing us. 30 times I think she to make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your areas. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between the ass when they wanna carry us. If you good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, my nigga, you know we bout to bust. 7-figure money, the label preparing us. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. Niggas know better cause there ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, niggas is never, we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh shit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners, niggas be straight up warriors. Why you feeling that? I know you be feeling so glorious. Then I bless and reminisce from my nigga notorious.
We really wanna party.
Party with me. Come on, stop fronting. Y'all always doing that dance in the clubs. This your girl, K Nicole. This Beastu Radio. Ladies night. You know what it is. We on air now talking about strange addictions. Some strange ass shit. Yeah, some weird ass people, man. Or am I the weird one? Because I don't do the weird stuff. What is it? Are you the weird one? Maybe you're the weird one. Who knows? Oh, let me take a step back. First off, I gotta say, big shout out to my president, the man, Barack Obama. You know I gotta put that in there sometime this show. Barack, my president is black. Listen to me. Barack right now got his chest is out. Like, it's on a million right now. Like, he is standing so straight and tall right now. All ballers in his court. Barack right now making demands. Like, listen, we ain't making no all demands is coming before. First off, we going to make sure we extend the tax cuts for the lower half of the people. And the 1%, you got to pay more. I don't understand you. Like, some of these people, like Romney. Romney right now is worth what? Maybe $1 billion. You don't even know what's in the cash money. We know Romney got like at least 300 or 400 million, right? He got Cayman accounts, you know, all kind of accounts. So I believe Romney probably is a billionaire, right? You're a billionaire. You're not going to spend that money. He probably fly around. He do things. He's rich. But, you know, it don't say he got so much lavish stuff unless he let it go while, you know, he was going through the campaign where, you know, he got a house, car, stuff like that. All right. Businesses, whatever. Romney is rich as hell. He ain't even working right now. The only thing he was doing the presidential campaign. He haven't been working for years. And the... What's the guy name that gave all the millions? Carl Rowe. This man just donated $100 million like it's nothing. That was water for him. His $100 million And not one of his daggone people won. Not one. Romney didn't win. Nobody had for the state, senate, nothing. Nobody won. He just stole away $100 million. You know why? Because I'm pretty sure if his people would have won, you know, Romney would have won, his senate person, state, whatever, the whatever person, you know they'd have kicked back and that man would have wrote that $100 million off. He probably going to write it off in some kind of way anyway. He going to get his money back, some of his money back. But just to know you put $100 million, like they was buying the campaign. Like the Republicans thought they was really doing something. They threw millions. They said the Republicans spent like $1 billion plus on the campaign. We in a deficit, y'all. We got people starving. And you spent $1 billion just to advertise so you could get this guy in, so you could get more cutbacks against the poorest people in the nation. Like, that is amazing. But they say that, yo, when you got the power when you got the money, right? Money and power. But I'm going to tell you this. The middle class, they will survive longer. Most of them rich kids, them richies, man, if it ever happens that the Dow go down to zero and they lose every dollar, some of them killing themselves. We done seen it happen. But I got to say, big shout out to the whole Democratic Party. I mean, the way they went out. Yo, you know what? Obama is my dude, man. That's a smart dude. Do you see how he targeted people, like the way he went for his campaign? He did a whole two-step that the Republicans didn't even know nothing about. I mean, literally, they didn't know nothing about the whole game plan. Like, they had a whole game plan. They had the whole world. You know what? I'm going to tell you exactly where the Republicans went wrong. The Republicans went wrong when they really thought they were just going to disrespect everybody, including the president. But the working class, the working class is what keeps all these businesses going. I don't even hardly see how you dissing them. The working class is what keep your business going, that you trading and flipping and dissing. You have a working class of people working that company for you. So now you dissing them. You dissing the working class. Middle class, working class, I say the, you know, middle class. You know what I'm saying? The middle class. You're dissing them. You just blatantly said, listen, I don't have to worry about those 47% of the people that don't make $250,000 or better. I don't have to worry about them. I mean, $250,000 or less. I don't have to worry about you. I just need to worry about you, you know, the ones that make that much so we could go ahead and keep moving forward. Like, how do you do that? How do you become a president? That's where he lost that. He felt he could just say whatever he could say and do it. And his whole persona, like his whole tone, the whole tone of the whole campaign just sound like they just, it's not only did they dismiss the 47%, they just had a disgust towards us. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but I guess this is what they thought. They were smarter than us, you know. I guess we working class, we stupid people. You know what I'm saying? We stupid people because we don't have fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers that did some shiesty stuff or whatever they did. Some of the things, I can't say all things are shiesty, and got money and got you up there. But now you up there, you feel like you just dismiss people like that? Like, that's amazing. And then you're going to be the president of the people that you're dismissing? I don't even know how you thought that was going to happen, Romney. I really don't. Or any of you Republicans. Like, the Republicans now, I'm looking at it right now. MSNBC. Right now. The Republicans are sitting there boggled. They don't understand how they lost. They don't know what they did wrong. They dissed half of the country. You dismissed half of the country. That's where you went wrong. Right there. So now my dude Obama, right now, got the upper hand. Right now, Obama's standing real tall. I'm real proud of him. You know what I'm saying? Right now, Obama is standing tall. He got the negotiations in his hand. All that stuff they was giving him a hard time with before, they have to come right now and bow down. It's fall in line. You already know. Obama got it. Obama got it. We're going to let Obama got it. We're going to let Obama have it. Let him do his thing. Let our president do his thing. Trust me when I say it, Obama right now is on a whole something else. You know why he's in a whole something else? Because he's the first black president. He might be the only one to let come in, maybe for another few years. You know what I'm saying? The first black president, he got elected for an 8-year term, and he's going to go out with a legacy and a bang. You know what we should do? Especially if Obama got this country moving in the right direction. We should do the same thing that Mayor Bloomberg did and vote Obama in for a third time. You know what I'm saying? Listen, y'all think about that, man. Y'all think about that. We're going to get into some music real quick, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to still talk about our strange addictions. But you know, I have to shout out the whole Obama, the whole Democratic team. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all you guys, especially Ohio. What's the state? Ohio. Did Obama get to Florida?
Iowa. No, he lost Iowa.
We still want to give a shout out to Iowa. But you know, all you swing states that know what it was about, all you swing states that knew that that Romney was crazy, all you that knew that, you know, I want to shout y'all out, big shout out to the swing states, big shout out to the whole Democratic clan, including me, because you know. Including the Beast Through Radio, you know we was shouting out the vote all the time. You know who we for. We listening. We hear what's going on. Listen, I would have gave Romney a fair shot. But as soon as he showed them saying that, 47% of the people he don't have to worry about as the president of the people, it's disgusting. Then on the same tape, he said, maybe if I was Hispanic or Latina, he don't even say it right, Latino, that's how he say it, he don't even put the little Latin in it, he would get elected, because he was, he's a minority, like, this is crazy. Anyhow, let's get into some more music, we'll come back, talk about some more strange addictions, you know what I'm saying? Get into something new. I want to hear something hard right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get it popping right now. We're going to come back, talk about some more strange addictions, play some more music, talk some more junk. It's Beast Through Radio. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into something right now. Something hard right now. Yeah. Beast Through Radio.
Yo. Me and Man. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I've been jig dead, man, I've been popped out. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped out. Let me bust that UE, bitch, bust that open. Might spend a couple thousand just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking, like your name Hulk Hogan. Niggas move weight and sell for living Hoboken. Bitch, I spit that crack, like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that sack. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing.
your kidney. Got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I be trapping. If I want trapping, I be pimping. If I want pimping, I be getting it. Period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky. Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking. Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money, thousands. True religion, trousers. Got a private home, started from them public houses. Hadwig Keller, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told them Audi 5000.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't tell me. I don't know, man, fuck this boy, you bitch, bitch. If I get hit, swinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life. Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man, fuck this boy, you bitch, bitch. If I get hit, swinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town. Or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly. And the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North, South, Cat. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn. And yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man, fuck this boy, you bitch, bitch. If I get hit, swinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life. Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man, fuck this boy, you bitch, bitch. If I get hit, swinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man, I'm shitting on your whole life.
It's King Cole and I'm on here stunting. Yes. B-Stu Radio. B's in the trap, Nicki Minaj style, right there. Right there. Hot. It's your girl, King Cole. It's Ladies Night, if you're just now tuning in. We are talking about strange addictions. We done went over some weird addictions, but pretty much something we see: piercing, addiction, body modification, you know, plastic surgery, more body modification, people that's addicted to shopping. Some of us is in that category right there. Some of us is too excessive. People that's addicted to gambling. You already know gambling is an addiction. There's some people out there that, like, have to do it. I don't know. It's just like Lotto. I play Lotto. Like, I mean, not really. I'm hoping to win a $5,000 a week for life. That's my dream right there. $10,000, $5,000 a week for life. That's my Lotto right there. That's the only Lotto I'm playing. The only one. Now I win that joint right there, boy. But anyway, that's my joint. But you know what? I plan. Every now and then I win a little $10, a little $20. I don't really never win nothing nice. Most of the people around me are winning. I mean, know how to play numbers, know how to do a lot of stuff. But you know what? I'm glad I don't know how to do that because I'll probably spend more money. So you know what? I stick to my little $2 win for life. About like $20 worth of that a week, you know. Depends on how the money flowing. If the money flowing right, I might buy a couple of more. But I still ain't win my damn $5,000 a week. I don't know what's up with that. All right, so, like I said, we're talking about strange addictions. Now, what happens when your strange addictions get from being just you, from being things? You're addicted to piercing, you're addicted to shopping, you're addicted to gambling. Now, what happens if you're addicted to stuff and stuff in your mouth? When you're addicted to things you shouldn't eat, like dirt eating, and craving for non-food items, it's called a pica, a person that consumes stuff that is not food items, you know what I'm saying? They got a guy up here, he's addicted to flour, dirt eating, also called geophagy. I know I'm pronouncing it totally wrong. You guys look that up. Refer to the act of consuming dirt or muddy substances to absorb the sulfur and phosphorus. Listen. All right, your girl can read, but these words sometimes is crazy, but okay. Inside. Anyway, although this may be regarded as strange and unappetizing by most, it cannot be neutrally beneficial, and it is an act practiced in many societies. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God! Eating dirt and muddy substances. Let me say this all over again. Eating the dirt and the muddy substances. You know, is something common in many societies. This is crazy. But, you know, it's millions and millions of people. We got to have some. We got some molesters. We got some rapers. We got all kind of people, just people that like toes and nails and all kind of stuff. So, of course, we got people that like to eat mud and dirt, you know. Benefits you, and it, like I said, is an act practiced in many societies. It is sometimes associated with pica, or the uncontrollable desire to consume non-food items such as coins, buttons, cotton, etc. Those suffering from this eating disorder can easily die from eating sharp or metal items, and among documented cases of pica are individuals who have eating hundreds of dangerous items, such as nails and small rocks. I'm going to tell you some crazy stuff, right? I work for, I'm not going to say where, but, you know, I worked in a group home, and I work with, you know, some of the people who are mentally challenged and different, you know, varieties. They had, some were high function, some were low function, some were, you know, really low function, whatever. They was all beautiful, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I had to deal with different types of behaviors. So a few of them had the same type of pica behavior where they eat non-food items. And I had one lady I worked with, and she liked to eat paper or tissue or stuff like that. Like, you know, you had to watch things. And I swear to God, one day she ate, you know how you get the napkin, the brown napkin that you pull off the napkin holder? One day, you know, we had to change them and all. Like I said, some of them are retarded, low function. They, you know, they need help. That's what I was there for. So this is my job. So I'm changing her. She done went. Did a big went, you know? And I'm looking at her, and she has this whatever sticking out, and I thought it was a big, giant, whatever, you know. I don't want to discuss you all the way. You got what I'm saying. And what's crazy is this was a piece of the brown paper coming out whole, like a whole piece of paper. I thought her intestines popped out. I thought something happened. I was screaming, like, help. Somebody come help your girl. I'm in here with this lady and her whole insides is coming out, pulling out, and it was a napkin, a whole piece of napkin. I don't even know how you even get a whole piece of anything to come out of you like that. Like, that was amazing to me. Like, you know, I want to give a shout out to a lot of them hard workers out there. There's some people that's really working hard, doing some real hard things, man. Big shout out to all of those in the group homes. You know what I'm saying? Private, state, city, whatever, group homes, working with, you know, and helping out those who are less fortunate than others and need the help, you know. Shout out to y'all. Y'all definitely got a hard job. The job wasn't horrible. Sometimes things were a little horrible in it, you know. You got to deal with it. Life, you got to deal with a lot of things in life in a lot of ways. But that situation just had me crazy. Like, I thought this lady was, I don't know, man. And then turned out she done swallowed a piece of paper. And the piece of paper came out in a whole fashion, just like, wow. But anyway, like I said, it's your girl, K. Nicole. It's Ladies Night. You on Beast Through Radio. We are here talking about strange addictions, man, and playing some good, good music. You already know. DJ Big Stu done skipped out on me. Not really, but you know Stu and them, they doing a movie. Big shout out to the East Side. The whole East Side and the whole East Side crew doing the movie. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? DJ Big Stu. Mo Money Entertainment. The whole crew out there, they doing their thing. They didn't put your girl K. Nicole in the movie, though. I'm going to let y'all know that. I'm not really hating, though. But, you know, I'm looking. You know? It's your girl K. Nicole, this Ladies Night. Let's keep it going, man. I'm in that mood. I'm in that mood to keep the music flowing. You know what I'm saying? Keep the music flowing. Let's get into some more hard stuff, man. Let's get into something real, real hard, because your girl, K. Nicole, is in the building, chilling right now. And I'm going to be here with you guys for a couple of hours. I'm not skipping out tonight, straight up. Tonight, I'm not skipping out. You know what I'm saying? I'll be right here. Your girl, K. Nicole, Beast Through Radio, Lady-O, Beast Through Radio, and Ladies Night. Let's turn some heart ready to go. Let's get it. Yeah.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside. Call a big booty. Wrist moving, cooking, getting to it.
I'm in the kitchen.
Jams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
Yeah,
I got fans everywhere.
Man.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. When I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the low style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We and Kanye West Benz. Cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it wow. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow. Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. You in first place. You in first place. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. I show up with a check. Workplace.
They hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell the DJ play your song, this shit come out.
When I'm singing from the back, I came front of them.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. When I die, bury me inside the booty club. Get it, go, get it, go, get it, go. I might switch it up and get you go. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. With this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
Deuce and Yay, Yay. We like Snoop and Dre. And it's your birthday, baby, baby. You deserve a coupe today. Wow. From the front to the back, from the left to the right side, we're worldwide. From the east to the west side, get it, girl, that's right. Let's ride.
I beat the pussy up. 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 I beat the pussy up.
I eat it, but much rather beat it. Lick your girl down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get her wet. Telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along. As long as I can stick my tongue in between the thong. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go deep, I love her from the back. Arch that back, make that ass clap. Make the pussy squirt. Yeah, I got a stroke, tell me where it hurts. Spread them legs, little mommy, while she work. Tell me what it is, show me what it could be. Pussy on my lips, juice box tastes good to me. Put it on my tongue, put me on up. Put it in your gut,
I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up.
She ain't got to tell me she want it. She know I know that she with it. She moan and groan when I get it. She told me, lick it, I did it. Yeah. Sexy thing. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. Man, do crazy. Then we get to something and touching. We get to licking and sticking. Now, you know what we doing when you're around and we missing. We go to perfect positions. We get it popping. I listen to much pleasure. The measure, she got the power to beat. We make her wanna get to me in a major way. Jackpot, jump shot, a nigga fade away. I mean, way away. I be on that elite shit. That HBK heartbreak.
I beat the pussy up.
first like a free fall. Big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the dick like a seesaw. Baby, I'm raw, like I don't use protection. And we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna fuck you right here like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert place. Scream my name, baby, I'm Skipper. Just one dish, gotta reach it for my zipper. It's down, I'm a dicker. You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, if the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause you can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. I deposit that dick and call it a sperm bank.
I'll be the pussy up. I'll be the pussy up. I'll be the pussy up.
Oh my God.
your girl K Nicole, Beast Through Radio. You know, we was in here talking about strange addictions. Some of the strangest addictions there are. We talked about the shopping addiction, gambling, body modification. We talked about the pica addiction. A pica addiction is when you're addicted to something non-edible, like non-food. Oh, see, that got my allergies. Y'all hear me? I'm starting to sniff. About to have the sneeze attack. Y'all just bear with me. All right? So, pica, like I said, pica addiction is an addiction when you're addicted to eating stuff that's non-food, non-edible. So let's get into animal hoarding. Animal hoarding. Now, you got some people that just animal hoard. Like, that's just, it was so nasty to me. Animal hoarding is a less popular sect of the hoarding disease. It is an illness in which one collects items from collectibles to discover discounted items to downright trash until their living space is filled to the brim with said material possessions. Some hoarders become so overwhelmed by stuff that sections of the living space become abstracted by the debris, infested with insects, or dirty enough to create a health hazard. Animal hoarding usually comes after an issue inanimate object hoarding. So, a lot of times, people that object hoard wind up animal hoarding. And is, you know, disturbing for a number of reasons. Animal hoarding usually live in deplorable conditions, unfit for humans or animals. You know, frightened or sick animals are often left untreated because their ability to hide amongst the rubbish prevents them from being reached, you know. So they just look nasty and so they're dying. Oh, that's so disgusting. An animal hoarder is often incapacitated. An animal hoarder is usually incapable of caring for his or her self, let alone other living creatures, especially when there are so many of them. Additionally, the animals in this type of situation are often not spayed or neutered or not even taken care of, you know, meaning that all of the hiding spaces in the house can be safely used to madly reproduce like the animals they are. So once you got four or five or six of them, they start, you know, mating with each other, boinking each other, you know. And then, you know, they start having babies. And the more babies they have, you start getting populated. Oh, that's so nasty. As if the idea of unhealthy, sometimes feral animals inhabited a debris litter house isn't gross enough, the worst part is yet to come. Animals that are sick and untreated often die. A dying animal typically seeks out a hiding place in which it can pass on without being disturbed. A cat or dog that crawls beneath piles of paper, milk cartons, and secondhand clothing will most likely never be found by a hoarder who stays in a corner of the house while nurturing his or her illness. Multiply that by one animal by 10 or 15, and the house has gone from gross and smelly to protrude and hazardous, often air cemetery. That is crazy. So you, oh man, I just can't see how you let your mind snap. Now, this is crazy, right? I see this because I got a friend who just, you know, her aunt, you know, I guess, you know, retired from her job. Now she got a new life. But her aunt, you know, she said her aunt doesn't come around like she used to. A lot of things has changed, you know what I'm saying? And her aunt started telling her stuff like, yeah, I'll be getting these things and I'm selling stuff. I got a lot of stuff. It's a good little hustle or whatever. You know, her aunt is telling her this. And she's like, auntie, you know what? I'm going to come visit you. The auntie will brush it off sometimes, whatever. So she finally went over there. And when she went there, she realized her aunt had, you know, her aunt became a hoarder. This was a perfectly functioning woman, you know what I'm saying, who had a job for a certain amount of years, but she wound up retiring. And I don't know, maybe she needed something to do and wound up becoming a hoarder. You know what I'm saying? And it took a long time for the late, the girl and her aunt, you know, her aunt was really close, real close. So it took a long time for her and her aunt, you know, to really, for her aunt, to come out with, you know, really admitting that she was a hoarder. So it took a while, but she admitted that she, you know, was a hoarder, but she, you know, she got it under control. But isn't that what any hoarder would say? That's amazing, though. How do you get so obsessive like that? What happened? So this lady, you know, I'm not going to blow up everything, but she had a very good job doing, you know, something that you have to be alert for, energetic, and, you know, have a life about. But I don't know. Sometimes people dive their whole life into something, and when it's over, they realize they don't have much of anything else. And, you know, maybe that's something she found to get into, you know. Who knows? It could have been a neighborhood she was in. She wound up retiring in this neighborhood, and this is what they do. And who knows? I don't know. But I'm just saying, I could see where the hoarding starts. Only because, you know, this lady was perfectly functioning, raised her kids. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe she had some kind of deep depression going on already. But, you know, she lived her life, retired, had her own house, everything. And, you know, they start finding out she's a hoarder. It's crazy. But, you know, these addictions are definitely crazy. You know, this is crazy because I didn't know this was addiction, but I like to do this. Chewing ice can be a crippling habit. Do you know that chewing ice all the time is not, you know, not healthy? Chewing ice is an activity which is subject of many high school jokes. The chewer is often accused of being sexually frustrated and generally horny. It's almost laughable to think of it as a legitimate addiction, but there are actually multiple support groups, forums, for those who cannot control their chomping consumption. See, yo, damn, I'm sneezing. Excuse me, y'all. I tell you, my allergies is on fire tonight. Some have claimed that ice chewing has become so prominent in their life that it's hindered their ability to maintain jobs or professional relationships. Personal relationships. Damn, you got to chew ice that much? You have to chew ice so much that you can't even have a relationship or a job? Like, although it sounds made up and foolish, yes, it does. Chewing ice can be addictive. Chewing ice can be indicative of a larger problem, like a lack of iron in the bloodstream. Now, I know that, too. I found that out earlier. I knew this one, that a lot of people that chew a lot of ice, they have low iron in the blood. So they're anemic people will chew a lot of ice, which is unhealthy for an anemic person, because you don't have the blood to keep you warm. You know what? I'm going to come right back. I'm going to get into some music because your girl got to get it together. Allergies, nose running. I'm all going and down tonight, but y'all going to stick with me. Stay tuned in. This is Ladies Night, B-Stew Radio. We here in the building right now.
gonna rush the stroll so she can get a sensual seduction. So I can get a sensual seduction. So we can get a sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. I'm gonna take my time. I like to get my from behind so he can take control. Me from head to toe, so we can get a sensual seduction. So I can have a sensual eruption with no interruption. So he can have a little seduction. Whoa,
she might be with him, but she thinking about me.
But you know I ain't gonna say shit. See, my game is outrageous. I got it to the crib and exchanged some love faces. But it wasn't no need for me to rush the bus one, cause I wanted her to have an eruption.
Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. Whoa. Sensual seduction.
African, this ain't cheating as long as we tell nobody. Tell your girl to leave, and I'll meet you in the lobby. I'm in the club, and you that I'm trying. Beats, DJs,
what I said to you. Just remember, you guys is one of the first people listening to a iconic radio station. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that Kay Nicole told you that. All right? It's your girl, Kay Nicole. Like I said, we were talking about the strange addictions. You know, it's moving along. I'm over here with the allergies. You know, just had a sneeze attack. Got it under control. If anybody know what I can use, I know. I'm probably not going to use it, but I'm so scared of medicine, so I'll just suffer. It's crazy. I will just suffer through the sneeze attack. All right, so what if you had somebody that was a compulsive liar? A compulsive lying is an addiction. You just got to lie. Remember, liar, liar with Jim Carrey. It turns out that compulsive lying is a real problem for many, usually as a symptom of some other mental illness. And it isn't very funny after all. There are three types of lying addicts. There are three types of lying addicts. I swear, man, this right now is hitting home. I know somebody like this. It sounds crazy. Pathological, compulsive, and chronic. You hear what I said? You could be a pathological liar, a compulsive liar, or a chronic liar. To me, are they all the same? If you're compulsive, you're chronic. Like, that means you're pathological. I mean, but let's break it down. Right? Pathological, chronic, or compulsive. All of which imply that use of lying in order to obtain some desirable object that may be unrealistic without the aid of a made-up story. Individuals have even attempted to cover up crimes such as murder with lies in pursuit of financial gain. That's crazy. Now that right there is crazy. Now you lie, you kill somebody, you lie. It's in like you're going to turn the person in that killed them so you can get the reward, and you're the one that killed them. It's crazy because you're the liar, and you think everybody else believe you, but you don't realize that everybody already know you're a freaking liar anyway. Nah, it's serious. That's a serious. That one, I know somebody like that. I love them to death. Cool as hell, but can't believe shit they say. I mean, absolutely nothing. You gotta, like, do a double check, third check. Like, hold up. Let me go find out from this person. Half of the time, the story don't even be true. You'd be like, this person is crazy. But, like they said, it comes from some other mental illness. Usually as a symptom of some other mental illness. Something else is going on. And that's a symptom of what's going on. You're lying. That's crazy stuff right there. That right there, I know somebody that lies. I might be a shopping alcoholic at times, so my addiction might be in there too. Now, we got the eating addiction. Oh, man. This picture that they shown here is a big giant lady. Food. Some people can't stop eating food. It sounds ridiculous, don't it? It sounds stupid. You can't stop eating. But people have actually eaten themselves to death or were carried out of their house on a special stretcher because they were too fat and unhealthy to move on their own. A woman died being surgically removed from the recliner. Wow. That's just amazing. Surgically removed from the recliner, she said it. She physically grew attached to it. she physically, like, grew attached to it over the years of, oh, man. It sounds like a horror movie, but it's true. Even more disturbing is how frequently these types of tragedies are occurring in America. Food addiction is typically allocated to reasons similar to those also associated with general drug use, feelings of dissatisfaction, and activity towards the life that is displaced with an unhealthy, crippling indulgence. Food addicts often binge eat and cannot control their urge. This is an epidemic which has ruined families and become all too common problem in America. That is, we all don't see the stories on TV and everything, but we see the one of the guys bringing out 600, 700, 800 pounds. A food addiction. Even Big Pun died, you know, from a food addiction. I mean, this lady, they say one lady died because she had to be, she grew attached to the chair. So that means she sat in that chair for years and grew attached. Like, her body just grew to the chair. That is so disgusting. But I mean, she had to pee in the chair. She had to do everything to that chair. She just sat there stink for years. How come nobody ever smelt her and turned it in? I mean, like, what was going on in this neighborhood? Because this lady had to be horrifically stink. It's crazy. Crazy. Now, this is crazy, too. They have people that voluntarily retarded. They voluntary retardation. That's crazy. Inhalants, voluntary retardation. That's crazy. These are people that take inhalants. Inhalants can give you voluntary retardation. Many people are familiar with the inhalant addiction due to the episode of the hit television series Intervention, which follows the daily trials and tribulations of a young woman addicted to inhaling cans of duster. I watched another show, and, oh man, I can't think of the name of it, but they didn't show a young woman. They showed a little boy. This boy wound up dying, you know what I'm saying? He wound up dying from it. It's crazy. From inhaling, he was inhaling, I think stuff that got pressure in it, like, you know, like, what do you use, the stuff you use to clean the keyboards and stuff like that for your computer? He was using stuff like that to get high with, and he wound up dying from it. It killed him. It's crazy, because you got stuff in your house, and you don't even realize your kids are getting high on it. Oh, man. Inhalants are usually cans of dusters made to clean electronics or the fumes emitted from glue. The content of the cans contain chemicals like nitrous oxide, which produces a freezing effect and can actually crystallize the lungs when inhaled. And butane, used for gas lighters. Unfortunately, the most common uses of the misused household chemicals are eighth graders, who reportedly use inhalants more than any other recreational drug. An eighth grader? You gotta watch your kids, people. Watch your kids out there. These kids is trying everything. I don't understand. What's the big need to get high like that? You sniffing household chemicals? Wow. The effects of inhalants are intense and short-lived and include dizziness, feelings of ecstasy, hallucinations, uncontrollable laughter, and blacking out. 22% of the individuals who die from inhalants use do so after the first use. Wow. 20% of the people, the individuals who die from inhalant use die after the first use of trying it. Who the hell just wants to try to sniff some dust and fluid? You know? I mean, the kids is doing it, but why would you want, how could you let somebody talk you into thinking you sniffing the stuff that cleans your house is something that's cool? Crazy. Crazy stuff. This is the stuff I'm talking about on Beastie Radio. Rare. These strange-ass addictions. Now, like I said, I've seen a show like this already. This show, the little kid, they showed a couple of kids. They didn't, it might have been a girl in there, too, but I'm not sure if it's the same show, but it was a few of them that was addicted to the inhalant. They had one kid, they kept putting him in rehab, and then unfortunately they showed up there at the end of it that he had died, and I was like, wow. Mother said she walked in, and he was just dead. Sitting, I don't even think he was in the room. I think he was in the garage somewhere. He died right there. Sniffing stuff. I guess, you know, little euphoria you get from it. I don't think it's euphoria. I'm saying the whole thing wrong. The little effects you get from this. I don't know. I'm stronger than that. You gotta be stronger than that in life, man. You gotta be stronger. No. At least get the herb. Get something natural. I'm just joking. This your girl, K. Nicole. This is Beastie Radio. We in here talking about strange addictions. You know? We done talked about some strange addictions. And we're going to talk about some more. Now, some of you know this. We have sex. Sex addictions. The kind that leads to rape, not Trigger Woods, you know, not Tiger Woods, unfortunately, lack of privacy, you know. Sex addicts. Tiger Woods, y'all, we already know what Tiger Woods is. Tiger Woods, I don't think Tiger Woods is a sex addict. I think Tiger Woods wind up being a little nerd. I think his father had him doing golf, hard body. He probably barely had a life. He was a little nerd, little buck teeth. You seen how Tiger Woods looked. You know what I'm saying? Once them little girls start giving Tiger Woods some cooch, Tiger Woods start trying to look a little sexy. I think he got a little earring and stuff, you know. But you seen how Tiger Woods looked in the beginning. It wasn't even about his looks. We'd be just happy he was Tiger Woods. The black dude throwing down in golf, even though he didn't want to own up to us, you know. Turned his back on us and went the other way. And look what the other way did. Ruined his whole life. He's still doing his thing, though. You know what? We still support Tiger Woods. But Tiger Woods, you know, you had to learn your lesson the hard way. You had to learn your lesson the hard way. You will be brung down. You got all open and crazy. All right, so we all know about Tiger Woods. That's the first thing that comes to mind when you think about sex addicts sometimes. You know, Tiger Woods, I don't really think he was a sex addict, but he was damn sure doing a damn thing. But the illness that American society has made a mockery of in recent months is actually a very real and diabolating illness. Cheating on your wife because you're rich in a dysfunctional marriage and can sleep with any beautiful woman on the planet may not qualify you as a sex addict. The qualities found in a true sex addict are compulsive and or constant masturbation, a downright obsession with sex, and multiple anonymous partners, which undoubtedly interfere with relationships that are both friendly and intimate. Sex addicts can even lead to molestation, sexual harassment, or rape. Ironically, rape is one of the things that can cause the illness as well. That is ironic. A sex addict can be a rapist, and you get raped by a sex addict, and you wind up becoming a sex addict because, you know, you're embarrassed, you know, about the sex. Or, you know, you might just trigger some mental stuff in you. It's crazy. Sex addicts. I was watching this thing on the TV the other day, and it was showing women who, they wasn't sex addicts, but I guess they had like an overactive clitoris. And no matter, you know, every now and then, or some of them all the time, they just would, you know, they just would have an orgasm like all the time, like all the time. This one lady was talking about how much it hurt. You know, that lady was saying it hurt to have those many orgasms. You got some people on the other side saying they wish they could get some of those orgasms. I don't think I want one that's hurting like that, one that's all the time. It's your girl, K. Nicole, Beastu Radio. We done went over some of the strange addictions. I got some even stranger ones, you know? You got people that's addicted to toes. That's crazy. Toes. Yeah, I met a person like that one time in my life. I met a guy like that. Nice and guy. You know, working, everything. Looked normal. Thought he was normal. You'd be surprised what some people were addicted to. He wasn't even thinking about me. All he thought about was my feet. That was some crazy stuff, I'm telling you. There's some crazy people out there. There's some people that got some deep down, you know, mental illness stuff going on, and they get compulsive into other things and start doing other things, and then I don't know what's going on. But, you know, let's get into some music right now, yo. Let's get into some Busta Rhymes. Let's keep it going. It's Friday, y'all. Let's go.
Check it out.
On the boulevard, I landed. Used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer because you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the fight is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next and none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's five for three and very brave. On top remaining, no home training cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the time.
The presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper.
And me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers wrote the Zach.
Hey, yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock?
What?
Those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I'll receive the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector
yeah.
And give the
the dead some light.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone.
Yes, yes. Beastly Radio, y'all. It's Friday night, ladies' night. I'm in the building right now, chilling. Talk to me, you guys. Join it. I said they was busting rhymes. My bad. Tribe Called Quest. Y'all know. We're going to keep it going. K. Nicole, ladies' night. We're going to keep it going. Keep playing some music. Here we go.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
And a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks the tape from the Crooklyn Nantes. The reverb's a slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like me coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box of days. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids, and I'm peace like that. 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 Just get out, man. I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that because I swing like that. We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out. We'll be right back.
Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Hey, yo, we about to take everybody from every street and throw a party in the Grand Canyon. Come on! Y'all know what it is? Flip mode, baby! Check it. Hey! Ain't no faking the fluid. Water dripping off asses of women that shaking and do it while I'm taking you through it. No mistaking my crew. It's flip mode, baby. Got you acting all stupid. Now I'm back in the coopin'. Just to tell you the truth, for some niggas that be having you back and they're ready to lose it. I'm pushing Lambos and Harleys, rocking Roberto Cavalli. Now I got a new hobby, diamonds and tattooing bodies. Watch me crash through the party. Go ahead and spaz, girl. That's it when the name of my clique crush your ass, girl. We about to blast, girl. From here to Albuquerque, like Jamaican niggas rocking big chains. It's like a jersey, take you on hotter journey. The way we put it down and be hitting, be having you shitting more than a box of Hershey. We come to control it, we come to command it. And just for the record, we always come to set a new standard. Act like you know. In case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to sell it, just give me the word. This one goes down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. The almost on these wiggers and they're shaking their curves. Just make it clap.
Make it clap. Make it clap. Your girl K Nicole, this Beef Through Radio, this Ladies Night. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for staying with me. I want to give a big shout out to the whole New York, Connecticut, Jersey. You know, we just went through some deepness with Sandy's and all the other states and cities that, you know, was affected by Sandy. You know what I'm saying? Big up to the whole Brooklyn. Big up to the whole Manhattan, Harlem, Lower, Upper East Side, Lower, Upper West Side. You know what I'm saying? Harlem, all over. Like I said, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island, Long Island. Bronx, can't leave out the BK. And if I left you out, I'm sorry. I still got love for you. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the whole Beef Through Radio. Big shout out to all of you. Thank you for tuning in. Your girl K Nicole signing out. But I'm going to keep the music going. I'm here with you at 12 o'clock. We're going to let it keep playing. Y'all have a good night. Make sure y'all tune in next week, all right? Tune in next week, 11 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, excuse me, Friday, every Friday, ladies' night. You know what it is. Your girl K Nicole, Beef Through Radio. Here we go. Keep going.
Bring him inside. Shorty dodging and dipping. Shorty trying to hide. Busy dodging a nigga because she wanna ride. Come on, if you're already becoming muscle, y'all women, come on. Wrestling, trying to hassle and hustle, y'all women, come on.
You.
See how we bubble, y'all women, come on. Dibble and dabble, how we be loving, y'all women, come on.
Let's get it on and let me hit it with my fitted on. Never mind a slow jam, pump one of Biggie songs. Strip your lapella off, show me that butter sauce. Open up wide, my swallowing all of that off.
Yeah. In case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to sell it, just give me the word. This one goes down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. To all my shorties wiggling and shaking their curves. Just make it clap. 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 Just make it clap.
I'm the fucking man, y'all don't get it, do ya? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, bitch. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Twitter. Tell Uncle Luke, I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't shit changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you niggas more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shot goes out to Nico, J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, oh, that's how you feel, man, that's really how you feel. Cause the pimpin' nice cold, all these bitches wanna chill. I mean, maybe she won't, then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal. Real nigga, what's up?
Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping.
Captain of the cool kids, the revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shit, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta the same, push cool as a penguin. Got a team of them, honey, feel free to bring with. She fine, wait and fly away at my convenience. Just sing tip, chicken in a five-star suite. Come on, with some five-star freaks, getting high all week. Let's catch me in the week, I was up the night when y'all sleep. In a fast car, super bad, boss backseat. That's me, feeling nothing nice. Fuck a couple nights till the moon take a bite in the sun, greeting us like
hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. You blow. You been in. Cause you know that you really need it.
Be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh?
You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We in Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Wow. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow. Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. You in first place. You in first place. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. I show up with a check to your workplace.
They hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell the DJ play your song. This shit come up.
What I'm seeing from the back, I came front of.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Switch it up and get you gone. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. And it's your birthday, baby, baby. You deserve a coupe today. Wow, wow.
Beats, suits, and young.